All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, they ask you, what if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? Call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215 or visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, there is a lot of moves that are currently going on in the National Football League as free agency has begun. And, you know, there were several teams out there that I expected to be in need of a quarterback, and it was a bit of a shock to see that Tyrod Taylor is going to remain with the Buffalo Bills. He had a huge cap number potentially on the table heading into the 2017 NFL season, but Taylor and the Bills agreed to a restructured deal, and he got a $7 million signing bonus out of it. Now, you just have to ask yourself, is Tyrod Taylor the guy? Now, of course, the Bills do have a new head coach running the show for them in Sean McDermott, and he's trying to change the culture there, and I guess he's attaching his wagon to Tyrod Taylor. Now, in nearly two seasons as the Bills' starting quarterback, Taylor has a record of 14-14. You look at a guy that throughout his NFL career, of course, he spent the first 4 years of his career as a backup quarterback to Joe Flacco with the Baltimore Ravens. But this is a guy, number one, that has never passed for 300 yards in a game. And he's not a 4,000-yard passer per season. You look at Tyrod Taylor, he's up and down throughout his career. Doesn't throw a lot of interceptions, yes, but he's not a guy that has that it factor in order to put a team on his back. And then you look at this Buffalo Bills organization. They've been an up-and-down team, 9-7 in 2014, 8-8 in 2015, 7-9 this season. Of course, the Bills have the current longest postseason drought in the NFL, as you have to go back to the 1999 season to find the last time that Buffalo made the playoffs. And I look at it like this. It all comes down to the type of team that the Bills are going to put around Tyrod Taylor. Again, he is not, and I repeat, not a guy that's going to go out there and have the ability to put a team on his back. So it's going to be interesting to see how Buffalo develops their team around him, with their offensive line, with their running backs, with their wide receivers, with their defense. All of these things are going to factor in to the effectiveness of a Tyrod Taylor heading into the new season. You look at it right now, I don't think Buffalo was sold on any of the quarterbacks coming out this season. And at the same time, I don't think they were sold on a lot of guys in the free agent market. And at the end of the day, they just cut their losses and said, you know what? We can do a lot worse than Tyrod Taylor. So let's just try to make things right by him and just try to figure it out going forward. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.